domestic helpers and workers. As far as I read the Macau Basic Law, literally, it guarantees the human rights only to Macau residents. For example, Article 25 stipulates that all Macau residents shall be equal before the law and shall be free from discrimination. And Article 28 provides that the torture or inhuman treatment of any resident shall be prohibited. However, the Macau society is sustained by a lot of non-resident migrant workers, including migrant domestic helpers. So please clarify the legal framework in which the Macau government protects the human rights of those non-resident migrant workers in line with the covenant, which requires the Macau SAR to respect and to ensure the human rights to all individuals within its territory and subject to its jurisdiction. My second question is related to the reprisal the delegation just mentioned. The reprisal against the victims of trafficking in person is a very serious issue. In relation to this, the Macau's reply to the list of issues mentioned that if the victims of trafficking in person may face retribution or difficulties after returning to their places of origin, they may apply to chief executive for residence permit in accordance with law 4/2003 on the general principles of the system of entry, stay, and residence authorization. However, there is no open information concerning the actual application of this law to the victims of trafficking. Please provide the number of victims who were granted the resident permit in accordance with the law so far, and indicate whether this measure is also applicable to the victims from mainland China. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Furuya. So my colleagues have raised a series of follow-up questions to today's issues. I would like to turn to the delegation.